Brands, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In New York City, six jurors have been seated on day two of the hush money payment trial against Donald Trump. 12 jurors in all and six alternates must be seated. GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a possible ouster vote from hardline Republicans after signaling he'll bring four separate funding measures to the floor, including aid for Israel and Ukraine. Johnson would likely need Democrats to pass those bills. The White House also wants more details. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby on Air Force One.
It does appear at first blush that the Speaker's proposals will, in fact, help us get aid to Ukraine, aid to Israel, and needed resources to the Indo-Pacific for a wide range of contingencies there.
House Republicans delivered articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate today, accusing Mayorkas of mishandling the migrant crisis. Democrats call it political. This is ABC News. A Tennessee judge hearing arguments over whether a school shooter's writings could be made public.
The deadly Covenant school shooting in Nashville in March of 2023 that left three students and three adults dead has sparked a serious legal question a year later. Should the alleged shooter's writings leading up to the incident be made public? A judge is considering releasing the documents, which include at least 20 journals, a suicide note, and a memoir. Several news outlets, a gun rights group, a law enforcement nonprofit, and a state senator have all sued to force the release, claiming the investigation is essentially over since the shooter is dead. But most of the victims' families are against the writings going public, arguing they could add trauma and inspire copycats. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
British lawmakers debating a plan to introduce a landmark smoking ban aimed at stopping young people from ever smoking. That bill will make it illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone born after January 1, 2009. Supporters say if the bill passes, it will create Britain's first smoke-free generation. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Showers and a few thunderstorms strike this afternoon and throughout tonight. Heavy rainfall of 1 to 2 inches is possible, and as winds will be whipping out of the east at 30 miles per hour, gusting to 50 at times. This could knock out power and blow items around. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 57.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. At the Capitol, another impasse in the ongoing dispute between Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the legislature over PFAS funding. Republicans did not convene a meeting called by the governor of the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee. Evers wanted them to release $125 million to help remediate the effects of the forever chemicals. In Manitowoc County, Jesse Vang pleads not guilty to child neglect charges in the Elijah Vu case. He'll be back in court June 28th. Vang, the last person to see 3-year-old Elijah alive before he went missing February 20th. Katrina Bauer, who's also Elijah's mother, is due back in court later this month. Menominee Falls firefighters have been credited with preventing the spread of a fire which began after an explosion at an engineering facility on Sunday.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07. Reporting from the National Association of Broadcasters Annual Convention, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News This Hour being brought to you by Martin Transfer to Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. And NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The annual spring cleanup for the city of Durand will begin April 20th. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the cleanup is free for city residents, but there are certain requirements.
The spring cleanup, at no charge to the city residents, we will come around and pick up what considered yard waste and also limbs, small limbs. We do have requirements. It's not like you can cut down a tree and throw it in the boulevard and think that we're going to come and get the full tree.
If you have any questions, you're advised to call Durand City Hall. The Mondovi Business Association has a new president. During last week's meeting, Jessica Rissler was elected as the new president. Rissler owns Simply Rustic Boutique in downtown Mondovi and also owns Midtown Building Supply with her husband, Nate. She takes over for 2-term President Tessa Harmon. Heather Schultz was reelected to a 2nd term as treasurer. It's prison time for an armed robbery suspect from Chippewa Falls. A judge last week sentenced 24-year-old Elijah Johnson to 6.5 years in prison. He was convicted of kicking his way into an apartment in the 700 block of Harding Avenue in January of last year. The person who lived there said Johnson pointed a gun at him and then took his PlayStation 5. 3 people are dead after a weekend accident in Rock County. The Rock County Sheriff's Department says a van, an SUV, and a truck all collided Saturday afternoon near East County Line Road and U.S. Highway 12. Investigators say it looked like the driver of the van ran a stop sign and then crashed into the SUV. Deputies say the truck then hit the van after the crash. The Sheriff's Department says all 3 people in the van died. Several others were injured. Two major tourist attractions in the city of Duluth will need millions of dollars in repairs. The aerial lift bridge is plagued with rust and corrosion, as well as seats at the Duluth Entertainment and Convention Center. Leaders have sought upgrades to the bridge for years. It needs $20 million in repairs. The city is lobbying for more than $8 million to add to the city funds and state and federal money. Meanwhile, the Convention Center is lobbying for $6.2 million to pay for projects, including Symphony Hall seating and reworked auditorium spaces for people with disabilities. Wisconsin state investigators are now handling an officer-involved shooting in Grand Chute. Police there say that things started with a car accident and then escalated. Officers say a man started fighting with officers, and one officer tried to use a taser, but when that failed, another officer shot the man. Police say the wounded man was taken to the hospital in critical condition. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is investigating that shooting. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts, so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Fire crews from Minnesota and Wisconsin helped to get a grass fire under control in Wabasha County over the weekend. The fire was initially reported near County Road 84 south of Wabasha-Kellogg. The roadway had to be closed in the area of the fire, and the Sheriff's Department then advised West Newton residents to evacuate as the fire spread. That order then was lifted a short time later as the fire was brought under control. 19 agencies responded to help contain the fire, including the Minnesota State Patrol and the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Water quality was an issue that Pepin County residents wanted the health department to focus on this year. And as part of that focus, a new water testing lab is being proposed. Pepin County Health Officer Heidi Stewart says the proposal is going before the health board.
We do have some money in our budget, and we'll be taking a proposal forward to the Board of Health for potentially starting a water testing lab right within the health department.
The money to build the lab would be paid for with ARPA funds. The Wabasha County Sheriff's Department is warning residents of another scam. The Wabasha County Director of Taxpayer Services received a call from a local bank recently to inform them that one of their customers was approached by an individual claiming to be a realtor and telling the homeowner that their house was delinquent on property taxes and offering to sell the home. The homeowner wasn't delinquent on taxes or the mortgage. If any Wabasha County resident has a question on their taxes or mortgage, the Sheriff's Department advises them to call their mortgage lender. A man has died following a police chase that began in Dodge County and ended in a hospital parking lot in Goodhue County. Investigators say a driver rammed a police car in West Concord, Minnesota during an attempted traffic stop on Sunday. The suspect vehicle then was chased into Goodhue County before the driver stopped in the parking lot of the Mayo Hospital in Cannon Falls. The Goodhue County Sheriff's Department says the suspect died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A West Concord police officer is recovering after being injured in the crash that led to the pursuit. You're listening to WRDN News.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi. They are hiring at the Wisconsin DNR. The Department of Natural Resources has announced it's recruiting a class of conservation wardens for 2025. The department says it's looking to hire 10 new wardens. If interested, you need to be at least 21 years old and already have or are planning to get an associate's degree. You can find out how to apply at the Wisconsin DNR website. For WRDN News, reporting from the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, I'm Brian Winnekens.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Pluto TV has over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies for whatever mood you're in. Just open the app and something good will already be playing because it's curated by people who love TV as much as you do. So if you're in the mood for comedy, there's 18 channels that'll make you laugh. Looking for drama? We got so much of it, you'll cry tears of joy. Reality shows, game shows, sports, Star Trek, and even more Star Trek. No matter what mood you're in, there's something on Pluto TV. Just download the app and start streaming. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
We're back to compete at Talladega. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. Cody Ware is set to return to NASCAR Cup Series competition this weekend at Talladega Super Speedway, according to NASCAR's entry list. Ware was suspended indefinitely from the sport on April 10, 2023, due to allegations of assault. The charges were dropped in December, and he was subsequently reinstated by the sanctioning body. The 28-year-old from Greensboro, North Carolina, who maintained his innocence throughout the suspension, will race the number 15 entry for Rick Ware Racing, a team owned by his father. Ware will not race full-time for the organization, as Justin Haley currently competes in his old number 51 car. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you suffer from bugxiety or a fear of bugs? Zevo has the answer. Try Zevo Insect Killer Sprays to get rid of those pesky bugs in your home. Zevo sprays kill up to 20 different types of bugs with ingredients you can feel good about. They're safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Breathe easy. You've got Zevo. Zevo. People friendly. Bug deadly. Ant roach and fly, ant roach and spider, and fly gnat and fruit fly variants.
The Brewers and Padres play game two of their three-game series at MFAM Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Wade Miley facing Dylan Cease in the pitching matchup. The Brewers expected to decide today whether or not Christian Yelich will spend time in the injured list with his sore back. Manager Pat Murphy.
We just don't feel like making a decision yet on IL or whatever is prudent. You know, we feel like we can wait till the last minute to do it and see if he feels much better in one day. He's on some medication, and hopefully that helps calm it down a little bit so he's able to play. Obviously, he's been an impactful offensive player, to say the least.
So far this season, Yelich hitting .333 with five homers and 11 runs batted in. NBA play-in tournament set to tip off tonight in the Western Conference. The Lakers take on the Pelicans in New Orleans, while Golden State is at Sacramento. In the East, it's Philadelphia hosting Miami. Atlanta's at Chicago. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Action on the diamond from last week, plus some big-time lacrosse games this week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
Finally, a break in the weather, which means more and more spring sports teams are getting underway. The baseball action really heated up last week, few more than Elk Mound senior Caden Russo. The Mounders won a trio of games last week, and Russo was outstanding. At the plate, he had five hits, including a pair of home runs and six RBIs on the week. In a key win over Bloomer, Russo also struck out nine in four strong innings, giving up just two hits in the win. On the softball diamond, Green Bay Preble's Katie Gadashek helped the Hornets go 4-1 last week. She was outstanding in the circle, capped by a five-inning no-hitter, as Preble took down crosstown rival Green Bay Southwest 10-0. She struck out 13 batters, posting her second no-hitter of the season. There's a lot to like about the Wanakee Boys lacrosse squad right now, which once again sits atop the Wisconsin High School lacrosse rankings this week. The Warriors were 3-0 last week, starting with a 7-6 overtime win against Middleton, as senior Gunnar McFadden scored three goals and assisted on two more. In dominating wins over Watertown and Oregon, McFadden posted a pair of goals and a pair of assists in each contest. Things get even tougher this week as Wanakee travels to take on newly minted number two team in the state, Kettle Moraine, on Monday evening. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources needs your help in shaping deer seasons for your community. Meetings where you can contribute to that process will be held across the Badger State April 22nd to May 2nd. More details when we return, but first,
unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR and County Deer Advisory Councils are seeking public input to prepare for the 2024 deer season. Each county in Wisconsin has a County Deer Advisory Council that meets annually to provide input and recommendations to the DNR on whitetail management in its county. Interested members of the public are encouraged to participate in the discussion at their local County Deer Advisory Council meeting. During the meetings, councils review county data on fawn-to-doe ratios, harvest trends, herd health, deer effects on agriculture, forest health, vehicle collisions, and hunter experience. This information is reviewed annually to respond to whitetail harvest, winter severity, and other factors that affect the upcoming deer season. Again, these county meetings will occur between April 22nd and May 2nd. You can search for and view meeting information on the DNR's Meeting and Hearings Calendar. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Hearings and Meetings Calendar. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
And Doug.
Being a spokesperson's easy, kid. Just say, "Customize and save with Liberty Mutual."
Customize and save with Liberty Bibberty.
That's not it.
Letterby Mutual.
Mm-mm.
Liberty Musical.
Nope.
Liberty, line.
It's two words. Liberty Mutual.
Got it. Don't not pay at libertymuttnoodle.com.
Wow. I guess I'll just do it.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. That's a wrap.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliate.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Showers and a few thunderstorms strike this afternoon and throughout tonight. Heavy rainfall of 1 to 2 inches is possible, and as winds will be whipping out of the east at 30 miles per hour, gusting to 50 at times. This could knock out power and blow items around. One call to Tag Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 57.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. A market that turned out to be another interesting day with a lot of worries with the highs of yesterday and the green we saw on the screen for this cattle slowly kind of ride off into the sunset because it was another trading day. Not so much. We're going to take a look at the movement on that cattle. Of course, look at the drop that happened in the grain side of the trade with a lot of influences weighing in on that. But we're going to start out looking at the livestock side in this cattle market as Kyle Bumstead joins us with Allendale. And let's look at the fact that, you know, it's been the trend. If we start out on a Monday with some higher numbers, you and I were kind of talking about this yesterday on a midday program that usually by Tuesday into Wednesday, we're kind of flirting with that negativity. But today, they were able to hold that green in place.
That's right, Susan. First of all, thanks for having me back. Yeah, we were able to hold green all day. Yesterday, it was easier to hold the green. We had the commercial support here underneath us, and that's what kind of, you can see the spreads here. They were bull spreading the market yesterday, whereas today looked to me more like a non-commercial short covering, albeit the volume didn't really support that today, but it looked to be some non-commercial short covering anyway. It is Tuesday, and of course Tuesday is the day that they square their positions here for the commitments to traders. We did. We were able to take out last week's highs on both August feeder cattle and June live cattle. Those are the contracts you need to be watching here for volume and open interest. Contrary to what the rest of the industry says, we need to be watching the August feeders and the June live cattle, and pretty soon that's going to be the August live cattle. It's crazy to think here we're in the middle of April and we're going to be thinking about August live cattle here pretty soon. But the August feeder cattle, they settled at 252.35, decent day for them, just off their highs here of 252.60. And the June live cattle settled at 175.72, just off their highs of 175.80. So decent movement here. It looks like there's a short-term bottom potentially in here. Upside targets we have here in this June live cattle contract. I'm going to go here with some key moving averages we have above us here. Obviously, the first one is going to be the 200-day moving average around that 176.30. So that's a big technical area here for us to get and take out. And then you've got that 20-day moving average on 177.36. And then there's another key moving average up here. The first one is 100-day moving average here on 176.36. The second one's going to be the 200-day moving average up around that 180.35. And I think ultimately we could get back up into that small consolidation area of 179 area up in there. We could go back and take that up there and test that 200-day moving average. So that's kind of what I'm looking at here potentially for an upside target on these June live cattle. On the August feeder cattle, kind of the same situation there on a technical standpoint here. Looking at that 100-day moving average, we come across here at 256.80. And then we've got another key moving average up there around that 263.57 area. So I'm kind of looking for these August feeders to go back and maybe test that high of 260.87.5 from the 1st of April and then decide if we've got some legs underneath this market or not. Now, recently the index has taken some pretty good hits. Today it was up about 30 cents here when the Merck updated it. So we do need this cash market here to start picking up here, Susan, as far as the feeders go. Live cattle this week, I'm going to go with the steady, maybe slightly higher call here. We potentially hit maybe a short-term hole here and right before we get to the calf fed. So I'm not saying it's ragingly bullish yet, but we maybe kind of work through some marketings here short-term.
So as you look at this and you look at the cash movement this week, and we have a cattle on feed report on Friday, do we see the typical cattle on feed report Friday where there's no cash really till after that report comes out?
I think that could be the case this week, yes. And I think a lot of people might be waiting towards the end of the week to see what this cattle on feed report says, but it's really not the best marketing strategy there is. But you did mention the cattle on feed report. The on feed number estimate is 102. Placement number estimate is 92.8, and marketing number is 89%. Now, keep in mind, these are just estimates of estimates, and when they call a feed yard, they just give them an estimate anyway. So basically, you're looking at a percentage of a moving variable here. We don't know what the end result is. We don't know how many cattle are actually out there. So, you know, it's basically a percentage of an unknown variable is what they try to guess at here on Friday. So that's what I'm looking at is potentially looking at the spreads here the rest of the week. Where does the June relate to the August at the end of the week, and where does the August relate to the October at the end of the week?
So looking at that cash movement, I wanted to get your thoughts on demand from a consumer perspective. I know we talked last week about the whole CPI thing and everything that's been weighing in, but we're now pretty much going to hit the summer grilling season. Is there concerns or should there be concerns about those pocketbooks and what consumers will be buying at the grocery store?
I'm concerned, but I've always been concerned about what the consumer is going to spend. I'm not the rest of the industry, but, you know, when you look at the price of gasoline, it's been going up. You know, price of everything else is going up. Where do consumers start cutting? You know, beef is still a luxury item at the end of the day. We have to remind ourselves that most of us here in the Midwest, we can go right to our freezer. Not everybody has that availability there across the world. Now, I was just out in a major metropolitan area here over this past weekend, and beef is not cheap, and I did not see a lot of beef in carts out there. And a lot of those folks don't have that deep freezer out there. They can just walk out there and pick it up right out of the garage or, you know, out of the cellar there and, you know, grab some steaks out of there and just take it and run with it. They've got to actually buy it week to week. So that's a little bit of a concern, is I didn't see a lot of beef in the carts. But then again, the weather was nice. I will give it that. So it could have potentially been a grilling weekend, but we're not technically into that grilling season just yet. We've got a few more weeks yet before we hit that Mother's Day, and that's kind of what kicks off here as far as grilling season goes. So we do definitely need to keep our eyes on that, Susan.
All right, in the next 30 seconds or so, what's the one thing you want to watch for these livestock heading into the rest of the week?
Heading in for the rest of the week, I'm going to be watching the spreads here as far as the feeder cattle spreads, also watching the index and also watching the live cattle spreads here. How do we finish out the week here as far as the weekly charts? The weekly charts are still in a downtrend as far as the feeder cattle and the live cattle go. That's the weekly. The dailies may be turning up.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. When we come back, we'll take a look at what's been moving on the grain side of the trade. Of course, we knew that there was a lot of negativity that was being factored into this market and a lot of outside influence as well, like the dollar. But add to it, what's going on when we see the crop progress report, and where are things moving when it comes to the lower beans that we're taking place, kind of the punchback that happened in the wheat. Chicago just couldn't seem to follow along with everybody else. We've got a lot more to look at as our second half gets ready around the corner. It's a Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside
outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As that conversation continues with Kyle Bumstead, of course, Kyle with Allendale, and we spent the front half talking about what's been happening on the livestock side of the trade. And I think before we jump into the grain complex, as you look at the way the grains are trading, but looking at it from a livestock perspective, there's got to be a few lock-in feed opportunities going on right now.
I think so, Susan, but I think right now it's more of a hand-to-mouth type situation here until these non-commercials come in here and really start covering shorts. Now, today in the corn complex, we did see the May gain on the July gain on the hybrid September contract, and the December 24 gained a quarter cent on the March 25, albeit a little bit of lack of volume out there. I know everyone said that the rains coming across Iowa really hit this May corn and July corn, but when you look at it, December corn was down 2 cents. It took one of the biggest hits, so I'm going to say that the weather probably did affect the December corn a little bit today, but I will go back to my first point. We did see a little bit of commercial buying here. It looks like commercial buying here as far as the corn goes. Now, planting delays, whatever. It's still early. It's only the 15th, 16th of April here, but I'm really not worried about planting delays until you get another 30 days down the road. And there's a lot of people that got a lot of corn and beans stuck in the ground. And I know the big hoopla was about the planted percentage here last night or whatever as far as corn and beans. But again, it's a percent of an unknown variable. So we don't know what we've got a percent of. We just got it. Someone made up a percent number, and that's what we've got as a percent of something. We just don't know what it is. So when you look at the planting progress, I guess, when we're done planting, we're done planting. But when do we get done planting? That's the question. So as far as feed needs go, I'm just basically hand to mouth right now with producers in the cash market. We have seen cash basis here firm a little bit here over the past couple of weeks. But to me, that looks like it was just some end users trying to get some sources supplied here, as when the planters do really get going, they don't really have to push for it because they know not a lot of corn is going to be getting hauled when the corn planters are rolling.
So, but let's admit, I mean, right now they're wanting to grab a hold of anything, and weather seems to be the one they kind of held on to for today.
Weather is the one that they kind of held on to. Now, interestingly enough, though, if it was weather they were holding on to, Kansas City wheat was 2 to 3 higher here today, and some of this rain should be benefiting that Kansas City wheat, that hard-red winter wheat. So, did it really grab onto the weather? It's a question of, I think, maybe as non-commercials maybe selling this thing is what it looked like to me. I mean, they added their short position here last week, and it looks like they probably added again here this week as we probably get that report on Friday, and it's going to show some more selling in corn or adding back to their shorts.
All right, what about for these soybeans? I mean, like you said, beans are beans, but they've been kind of missing that export boat and a lot of others right now.
Yeah, we just don't have much here to write. Not much really to talk about in soybeans. I mean, there's really not a lot here. I mean, everybody's going to South America. We took out last week's lows in beans here on the July contract. November beans barely held last week's lows. How we did hold the lows here, but we've still got to hold that low of 11.56 here in November beans. And ultimately, if we take that out, we're probably going to go make a double bottom potentially down here around 11.25 here in that November contract. So I think if there's any moves back up towards that $12 mark, it'd probably be a really good opportunity to get something locked up here as far as new crop and old crop. If we were to bounce this thing back up here and try to test some of these moving averages above us, it'd be an area to start letting go of some old cash beans if you still have some around. It's interesting, when you talk to folks, they sold all their beans off the combine, and now you're talking to folks and saying, well, what do I do with the beans that I have left? So, that's kind of what they've got to deal with. But any rallies in beans are probably meant to be sold right now, although those charts are getting into some oversold territory short term here on the daily chart. Weekly chart isn't quite oversold yet, but that weekly chart, it would paint a nice double bottom picture if we go down and test that low in July beans of 11.40.5 and then bounce out of there. It would be a textbook double bottom, but we haven't quite gotten there yet.
What about for the wheat market? I mean, we saw Chicago just kind of off in their own little world a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's just enough wheat in the world right now. They don't have to come to the United States for wheat, and I think we're going to deal with that. Now, Chicago has a technical target down here, looking at around 537 and three quarters. Could make a double bottom on the chart down there, but it's in a well-defined downtrend, and it doesn't seem to be breaking that out yet. So any of the breakout we saw here on basically on Friday, that high of 588 and three quarters, settling back to 581 and three quarters, looks to me like it tried to break out and just couldn't quite get it done here on the Chicago wheat. So we're trading inside that range. Now, if we hold that low from Friday, it's probably going to be okay. If we can hold that low from Friday, which is, five would be right around 557 and a quarter. If we can go hold that and then take out Friday's high and close above it, then yeah, it's going to be looking better from a technical standpoint. Again, that chart is not as oversold here, on a weekly chart as it is on the daily chart. Daily chart is getting, fairly down into some areas of support here. It's not quite oversold yet, but, taking out that Friday high of 576 and a quarter is going to look good if we can close above that.
All right. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Call me here at the office at 308-708-7340.
And that is today's Channel Final Bell. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not always suitable to all investors. And that is the Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional. Pick this up as a podcast at ruralradionetwork.com, wherever you subscribe for your free favorite podcast. And that is today's Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTX. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTX. 1 month ago today, the devastating Smokehouse Creek fire in the Texas Panhandle was fully contained. That fire burned over 1 million acres, and now those farmers, ranchers, and residents must rebuild. I'll have more after this.
AGCO is proud to launch PTX, a new leading brand that aligns precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTX Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season, PTX is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTX. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
The Smokehouse Creek fire ignited on February 26, 2024, a parched and windy day in the Texas Panhandle, and several other devastating fires started then as well. Over the next 20 days, that fire raged over 1 million acres of land, an area nearly the size of Rhode Island, populated with farms, ranches, and small communities. One of those towns, Canadian, Texas, saw the fire completely destroy 30 homes and damage hundreds more throughout the community. Two people were killed, Joyce Blankenship of Stinnett, Texas, and Cindy Owens of Amarillo, who was caught in her vehicle during the blaze. And the impacts will be felt for a long time in the agriculture community. Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller told the press that 85% of Texas's cattle population live on ranches in the Panhandle. It's estimated that nearly 7,000 head were killed by the fire, though those numbers are hard to verify, as the fire burned through thousands of miles of fencing, allowing terrified animals to run for miles. And now, of course, the families affected face the daunting task of rebuilding at the same time attention in the headlines has shifted elsewhere. Tatum Pennington, who ranches with her family outside of Canadian, said, quote, "We dust off and we start building back one step at a time. It'll take years, but that's what we do, because that's what Texans do." Ranchers across the country mobilized to help their peers in the Texas Panhandle, trucks loaded with hay, fencing supplies, salt and mineral blocks, and clothes and toys for those who had lost everything, soon were racing south. Farmers and ranchers knew that while money would be needed in time, supplies were needed immediately. In addition to the farmer convoys, many other groups were set up to help the families in the region, and that help is still needed. I'll have more details on the recovery from the Texas wildfires when we come back.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Yes, as the families on the Texas Panhandle rebuild after this spring's catastrophic wildfires, many groups are still providing assistance. The Texas State Agricultural Relief Fund is providing aid directly to farmers, and so is the Texas Farm Bureau Wildfire Relief Fund. In addition, the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Disaster Relief Fund is providing aid directly to cattle producers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTX. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Showers and a few thunderstorms strike this afternoon and throughout tonight. Heavy rainfall of 1 to 2 inches is possible, and as winds will be whipping out of the east at 30 miles per hour, gusting to 50 at times. This could knock out power and blow items around. One call to Tag Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 54.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We never spoke a word, but every thought she had I heard from across the room. If we were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say, give me one more move. I don't even know her name. I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away, and my heart won't tell my mind to tell my mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live, fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. About the one that got away,
son, I missed my chance. Don't you let let regret take place of the dreams you have to chase. Ask her to dance. Come on, son. You might fall down on your face. Roll the dice and have some faith. And don't be falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. Falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling, falling, and falling in love as she's walking away. Got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house all alone. And I've been up and down these city streets for three nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard to find that girl when she gets the urge to go. It's kind of like a lost border town. You're asking about a diamond ring. It just look at you like you lost your mind. Say they haven't seen a thing. But I know she's been here lately. I can still smell her perfume. And she gets crazy. Her cars are waiting right outside. But I don't wanna think about who's taking her for a ride. And her unpredictability's what I love about her best. But I got to find her quick, before she does something I'll regret. It's kinda like a lost border town. You're asking about a diamond ring. It just look at you like you've lost your mind. Say they haven't seen a thing. But I know she's been here lately. I can still smell her perfume. Yeah, she gets crazy on a fool. She's out there somewhere, burning up the night. Somehow I got to run her down. I'm running out of time. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town. Asking about a dime.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
My spare time and my spare key don't go to your front door, and I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. It ain't your place to walk up, say hey. Family, when the birthdays come around, and don't act like you're happy for me when a dream works out. If I met someone or if I didn't, honestly, it's none of your business anyway. 'Cause at the end of the day,
Sunday supper without collard greens. Dad was boss, Christ is king. Friday night was living for them lights to come on. Then I turned to Miller Lights when I turned 21. There's some things about me that I can't change. I'll always be the man that homemade. Lines didn't seem to work. Guess my pickup truck must have got to her. Windows down, singing every word of that George Strait mixtape that was homemade. Homemade me love a dirt road. Homemade me crave some ice cold. Homemade sweet tea, only mama knows how to make. Yeah, homemade. Homemade me love a small town. Homemade me settle down in a homemade for the two of us. Everything I love is homemade.
from a store. Hey, the good stuff comes from the good Lord. Homemade me love a dirt road. Homemade me crazy, mice cold. Homemade sweet tea, only mama knows how to make.
Area with local news, weather, and sports.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRD.